Hi, this is Mark. Welcome back to Candle Shore. Let's get right into it. I'm really upset. I want to talk about it. Let me thumbnail this for you. An idiot today on December 15th in Florida, 56-year-old idiot whose wife lost her job, goes into a Board of Education meeting. Apparently, he's carrying a gun. When he's ready to make his move, he orders all the women out of the chambers, and this leaves six guys in the room. He walks back and forth, I guess trying to talking, wanting them to listen. Eventually, he shoots at the education superintendent, misses him. Security guard comes in, shoots him. He's wounded. He turns the gun himself, kills himself. This is all caught on film. And of course, the news whores, in order to get all the ratings they can get, are playing it over and over and over. That's the scenario. Let's take it apart. You know what? I cannot believe a 56-year-old man who's upset about his wife losing her job would take a gun into city council meeting. I have been a commissioner. I have been in the public eye. So this is not like me sitting back and armchair quarterbacking. I know what it's like. Nobody was ever mad at me. They did not have to kill me. I know what it's like to be angry, either at racial injustice, social injustice, call it whatever you want. I guess racial and social are the same thing, huh? Political injustice, financial, there's always a reason. All right? And so I'm just amazed that a person can be 56 years old and that stupid. Truly. This is real life, people. I think I've been saying this for so many years. No one listens to me. We have watched so many of these stupid Hollywood movies that people truly do think they can live this crap out in real life. All right. I mean, this guy paints a V on the wall and all this other crap that he got out of a movie. So the thing, you know, the older you get, the wiser you get. That's a load of crap. As I get older, I can tell you that's a load of crap. And for those of you who are younger, trust me, you'll know it's a load of crap in time. How many times can I say crap in 30 seconds? Apparently three or four times. All right. He goes in. He orders the women out. This pisses me off too. What the hell is it? I mean, this guy's some kind of a hero. He goes in ready to kill somebody, but oh yeah, I didn't kill any women. You know, it just hurts me on so many levels. What, is my life not as valuable as some women's because of the obvious difference? Let me just make this perfectly clear to anyone whoever will be with me or hopes to be with me in the future. If you're a woman, if you and I are in a room, and I'm not talking about, let me just start over. If I were married, in a relationship, girlfriend, call it whatever you want, and we were in this room, we had been in the audience, and he said, I want all the women out of here. This is after he's got his gun. And you got up and left, you better keep walking, baby. Do you understand me? You had better keep walking. Because if he didn't kill me, I guarantee you, I would not give you the time of day after that. And let me just add this to the list. If he said, I want all the women out, and you clung to my arm and said, Mark, I'm not leaving you. And I said, go ahead and leave, which I probably would. That's one thing. But if you just upped and I turned around like, hey, where the hell did she go? Right? Trust me, keep walking. So there's just something that pisses me off about that on so many levels. You know, what if you said, let all the pretty people leave? Let all the fat people stay? Well, I mean, really, will you think about it? Will you just think about it? And I'm going to tell you right now, she said, well, Mark, you've never been in a situation. You don't know what situations I've been in. Trust me. I am not sitting there armchair quarterback and acting like I don't know what I'm talking about. No, I have never ordered somebody out of a room with a gun. I'm just saying, but I have been in situations that qualify me to say that if you abandoned me in the situation, unless I told you to, but I would expect you to at least grab onto me lovingly and say, I'm not leaving you alone. And then being the chivalrous gentleman that I am, I'd probably say, go ahead and leave. Really? I probably would. Because I couldn't live with the fact that I, you know, put you in harm's way. But if you just up and left, okay, you're done. All right. The next thing that really gets me is that the guy is brandishing his gun, okay? He's walking back and forth in front of the city council. And some woman who wants to be a hero, and I'm sure she got this out of a movie. What does she do? She runs in and hits the guy with her purse to try to knock the gun out of his hand. He looks at her like, what are you, an idiot? I mean, lady, this is real life. That doesn't work in real life, okay? I realize that in movies, a person can take a rubber band, take a gumball, somehow use it as a slingshot, and put out a guy's eye and knock him out. I understand that. Or you can take, give me a paperclip, okay? threw it through the air, hit a light switch, turn all the lights off, and attack the guy. It doesn't happen in real life, you fools. You don't walk up and run up to some guy, okay, who's a very big man. And by the way, I want you to know, in the video, you'll see it if you haven't already. She makes a noise. She's like, ah, some kind of crap. I'm like, oh, my God. He looked at her like, you are an idiot. I mean, you know, he looked like, it's ridiculous. Don't be a hero. This is real life. Don't be a hero, especially if you're a woman with a purse and you think that's going to knock a pistol out of an angry man's hand. But when you got a guy that's angry enough to have a gun and brave enough to walk into some place and have six people held hostage, a purse is probably not going to do it, ladies, okay? So that didn't help the situation right there. The next thing that gets me, the guy, anybody who's walking back and forth, he could have just blown him away right off the top. He could have just went boom, boom, boom and been done with it. Clearly the guy wants to be heard. And what we see on the tape is the city council idiots trying to talk him.
Well, I think you just want the police to come in here and shoot you.
I mean, they're making it worse. If you got a guy with a gun, shut up. If he wants to talk or she wants to talk, let him talk. Okay? Really, say whatever it takes to get the gun out of his hand. You don't sit there and go,
hey, man, don't do this. This is not worth it.
You're not going to reason with a guy like that. Clearly, he thinks it's worth it. Of course he thinks it's worth it. This is real. You know, too many movies. I realize that when you watch a movie, you know, you got a crazy person or crazy people and a lone voice in the night can talk them down off, you know, off the ledge. It doesn't work in real life. This is real life. I don't know what could have happened if they had played it differently. I would have said, hey, you got the gun, you got the floor, brother. Talk on, man, whatever. You want your wife, you want to have a job back, no problem. You say whatever it takes to get that gun out of his hand. You don't sit there and argue with him and then question his reasoning for why he's trying to do it. I mean, a lot of times when people do these things, they want attention, damn it. Give them attention, not an argument. This whole thing went so wrong on so many levels. And I'm not saying, and I think this guy, the guy, again, I'm not going to say his name, was a gutless wonder. There's nothing you can do but taking a gun at somebody, innocent people. And by the way, I know what it's like to come up against people who look at you like you're a bug. It's like, you know, you want to connect with them. And I don't know anything about the superintendent of the education board there. I don't know anything about it. But I know that some of these SOBs in power get this look like, well, who are you? And you just want to throttle them. I get it. I really do get it. And for those of you who have some power, hey, you need to check your damn self. Don't be so arrogant that you think you can look at anybody. You don't know who's around the next corner. A little humility goes a long way. And I have been in situations where people are frustrated beyond belief. And when they come, all they want to do is be heard. And they got this,
well, I'm sorry you feel that way. You can take it up at the next meeting.
See, that kind of stuff will get you shot. And people are losing touch with reality. I'm telling you, most of us spend most of our time these days, a lot of people spend a lot of time alone. They spend time inside their heads. They daydream. And because of this Hollywood and video becoming more and more realistic, there's a fine line between a fantasy and a tragedy. And so when I see people with letting their kids play these violent games, go, well, he's a smart boy. She's a smart girl. They know it's a game. Oh, please. What I saw in that video over and over and over, I couldn't turn a channel without seeing this thing. What I saw over and over and over are people who are trying to live out some kind of fantasy of either being a hero. Well, I guess I'll leave it at that. Of just being a hero. He thought he was being a hero by having the women leave. That woman thought she was being a hero. She was going to come in and save the day. And those stupid city council guys, the ones who were talking in the video, I don't know what the hell they thought. I mean, listen, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted to slap them senseless myself. I'm like, shut up! Just shut up! Let the man speak. I'm going to tell you something. When people cut me off, I get really angry. Okay? Not angry enough to kill anybody, but I get angry. So I can only imagine if I'm gone over the top already, I'm barely hanging on if it is. And somebody to just keep, I dare you. They might as well just said, you know what, I dare you to pull the trigger. What I can't figure out is how he missed this guy. I mean, I don't get it. I'm assuming he sees infinitely better than me. And I got news for you. Hell, I could see where he was standing. That close? Because if you can't aim better than that, buddy, you need to stay home and put a big pair of panties on your head and shut up. I know that sounds kind of weird for me to say that. I'm glad he missed the guy. I'm not saying that. It's just like, damn. Again, I will say it. Let me add this to the list. People talk about self-defense. I want you to think about this, you armchair heroes, be it male or female. Having a pistol as a home protection item is a stupid thing to do. I have said it before and I will say it again. Why? Because, of course, in the movies, a person can be startled in their sleep. Okay, half of you got drool coming out your mouth, right? You're going to wake up, grab a pistol, find a moving target in the dark and kill him. It's not going to happen unless you are trained in it. This guy, and this is a good example, what I would consider virtually point blank range. No one will ever know if he really wanted to aim at him or not. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But even the best of us who are not trained, you take a pistol and point it. You know, what you see and where your hand is not the same. Pistols are a terrible, terrible means of a home protection weapon. The only thing you can kill with a pistol 9 times out of 10 is yourself. So get a shotgun. If you want to protect yourself, hey, get a 12-gauge shotgun, put some birdshot in it, or maybe more than that. And then you only got to point it north, like, boom, a point towards this. If you really want to protect yourself, because I'm telling you, this is a good example. They ought to take this video, well, not really, I was going to say put it in all the gun shops. But of course, in reality, in the movies, it's all so beautiful and smooth. And then they show this guy getting shot and falling. It's disgusting. I don't know about these news people. They're a bunch of whores, man. I just don't get it.
Oh, a tragedy was averted, blah, blah, blah.
They're sitting there talking, and you can just see them just, oh, man, they just love it. This is not the kind of thing you want to show on television. Oh, God, help me. Give me strength, Lord, please. This is real life, my friends. This is not, we are not living inside of a video game. Not yet. We are not on a Hollywood soundstage, okay, with medical personnel around, with cameras, with food trucks outside, with makeup artists. This is the real thing, you fools. When you pull a trigger, you can't unpull it. I don't care how angry you get. You don't need to be taking a gun and pointing at anybody. And I will tell you right now, let me be the first one if you haven't heard it yet. I'm glad he's dead. Because a guy like that who can go that at that age over is a danger to everybody. So I'm glad he didn't take the taxpayers' money and prosecute him. And in the end, probably go, I was insane. And then protect him for the next 20 years. And he'd live a better life than me. You want to kill somebody so badly? Start with yourself. Save us all the rest of the trouble. Really, I mean this. I truly mean this. I'm sick and tired of people acting like fools and in the state, meaning me and all the decent, honest people out here, having to pay for it. Lord. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Candle Shore Podcast. I actually feel a little bit better, I think. Yeah, I do. Actually, you know, maybe if more of these people had their own shows or something, they could start ranting and stuff. It might make them feel better. I'm really glad this man is gone. And I'm going to tell you, if I hear one person say to me, the poor man, there's nothing poor about taking a gun into a public place and pointing it at people. There's no excuse for that. None. I got news for you. Let me tell you, as a man who's lost his vision, I lost an enormous amount of it in a very short time. I can honestly tell you that losing your sight is worse than losing a job. That may be hard for you to fathom, some of you out there, but let me tell you, it's worse. I'm going to go shoot the AMA because they can't fix my vision. For God's sakes, think about it, will you please? Will you think? Don't let your kids watch this video. Don't let your kids play these video smut games, these video games. And for God's sakes, realize Hollywood is exactly what it is. They'll show anything to get you into the movies. Do you understand that? This is real life. You got a problem, think it through, yell about it. Don't grab a pistol, all right? Please, don't try to be a hero in those situations. You're not Wesley Snipes or any insert name of stupid ass actor here. Because most of them are dumber than dirt. And yes, I will say that. Remember, the actors are reading the lines. It's the writers who should get the credit, by the way. And they stink half the time with all the plots they're coming up with. Thank you for listening. Say a prayer for me, because Lord knows I need one. And say a prayer for those of all of us who are around people who honestly believe they're going to change anything by taking a weapon and pointing it at people. Say a prayer for them, too. And if after all this, you still have some sanity, and I hope you do, please try to help everybody make a joyful noise, like I've done today. I'll see you back here soon, God willing. Take care. Bye-bye.